A former Michigan resident as auxiliary bishop to the Archdiocese of Detroit. So let me be of the first to say, welcome back home, Archbishop Paul Fitzpatrick Russell, who's on the other end of our line right now. Archbishop, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Thanks so much for having me on.
And by the way, I think it was June 20th, your 35th anniversary as a priest.
That is correct. I was ordained in Boston in Holy Cross Cathedral on June 20th, 1987.
You had some time earlier, I think, as a youth, in Alpena, which is where the Michigan roots come from, and now you're coming back home.
Oh, sure. My great-grandfather came to Michigan in the mid-1800s, won a hotel and a poker game, and my family has had their roots there ever since.
Won a hotel and a poker game. What a great story.
Yeah, it is.
That's great. Well, good for you. Help me understand. Coming in as an auxiliary bishop, we understand you're there and working with our leader of the church. And yes, and
Detroit.
you've known him for like a number of years, as I understand it.
Yes, Archbishop Bigron and I have known each other for about 30 years. When he was working in the Vatican in the Secretary of State in the English language section, he came to Boston with then Monsignor, now Cardinal Jim Harvey. Cardinal Harvey had some eye surgery there. And Father Vigneron accompanied him. At that time, I was working in the Cardinal's office in Boston. I was the Cardinal's secretary. So we met, and having Michigan roots, both of us, we became friends. So we've been friends for 30 years. And he's always been a big support for me all this time. So I'm so happy to be coming back home to Michigan after 30 years in the Vatican diplomatic service, traveling all around the world. Now to come home again, it's great. And to be able to work under Archbishop Vigneron, who's such a good and holy man, and I'm happy about this situation.
Yeah, we've been pulling for him to become cardinal since we've known him, but that's another... Yeah. It doesn't much...
Me too. I'm with you on that page. So.
The Pope doesn't much care what we think or what we feel, but meanwhile, we think he should be. Meanwhile, too, give us a quick... delineate between being an auxiliary bishop, which you have been named now for here, and an archbishop. What's the difference?
Well, there are different types of bishops. So there's a bishop or archbishop of a diocese. We call that the ordinary. And he's the person with the chief pastoral authority in the diocese. And when the diocese is big enough and there are issues, then that bishop can ask for an assistant bishop or auxiliary bishop to help him in his work. So that's what I've been named. There's another type of bishop. It's a coadjutor bishop or coadjutor bishop that would automatically succeed a bishop when his resignation is accepted. But I haven't been named that. That's not what's going on here. What's going on is I'm the named auxiliary bishop to help Archbishop Vigneron. So that's no more and no less, because it's already a huge responsibility, but it's a great one. So many people are hurting today. Things are tough. The economy is bad. And, you know, to have a chance to help people know the love of God and to experience the care of Jesus, it's a great thing.
Well, you'll be happy to know, maybe you already know this, maybe you had a chance to speak with Ann off air, Ann Thomas, but of course her brother-in-law, is a bishop, and not too long ago was made a bishop, Bishop Gerard Battersby for the Archdiocese of Detroit. Do you know him yet? Have you met him yet?
Of course, sure.
Oh, okay.
Sure. I was one of the co-consecrating bishops when he was made a bishop, when he was ordained a bishop with Bishop Robert Fisher, whom I'd known for 40 years and been friends with for 40 years. I was one of the three bishops to ordain them bishops back 5 years ago in January. So, yes, I know him from then. He's a great guy. I'm looking forward to working with him, too. There's some great auxiliary bishops in Detroit. Bishop Cepeda, Bishop Hanchin, Bishop Battersby, Bishop Fisher are all great guys. And the other bishops in Michigan, too. I got to know them as well. So it's a great team we have here in Michigan.
Yeah, we do. And it's great to add you to the team. And people Members of the faithful, general public, are invited to attend the Liturgy of Welcome and Inauguration of Ministry for Archbishop Paul F. Russell, our guest, as the 31st Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Detroit. That's happening tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament. That's at 9844 Woodward Avenue, right there in Detroit. And Archbishop Vigneron will be serving as the principal celebrant. And it sounds like a great homecoming for you. I love your enthusiasm that you are bringing to this this whole archdiocese. Now, if you're an archbishop now, and now you're then becoming the Detroit Auxiliary Bishop, how do we refer to you out of great respect?
Well, the Pope gave me the title of Archbishop when I was named his ambassador in Turkey and Turkmenistan, and then he added Azerbaijan to that afterwards. So that title of Archbishop is a personal title, so I keep that title of Archbishop. My titular see is Novi, but not Novi in Michigan, Novi in Montenegro. There's a famous saint, a Capuchin saint from that place, Saint Leopold Manich, who was a very good, holy man, in just like Padre Pio. And so I am happy to be a son in that spiritual lineage from my titular diocese.
Well, you're the closest I'm going to get at this point to Pope Francis, because you've spent time with him and you've talked with him. How do you think he's doing? You know, there's this talk of his retiring. What are your thoughts?
Oh no, I don't think that's on the card. In the cards, you know, Pope Francis is a really pastoral pope, and I think people misunderstand him. Pope John Paul was a philosopher, and Pope Benedict was a theologian, but Pope Francis is a priest, you know, who really has a pastoral heart and care for people. And so when you have to meet people where they are. You can't expect something that they're not. You just meet people where they are and bring them along as best you can. And that's what he's doing. I think some people misunderstand him, but it's clear to me, and he still has work to do. His health isn't the best, but at his age, that's to be expected. But his spirit is strong and his heart is strong, so I think he's going to continue until he feels that he just can't do it anymore, or until the Lord takes him home.
Well, you feel you sound strong. It sounds that you're strong of heart and of commitment, and we're lucky to have you, to welcome you back home on basically your 35th anniversary year as a priest ordained in 1987, and now our new Detroit Auxiliary Bishop, Archbishop Paul Russell. God bless you, and I hope you'll come on the show from time to time. Let us know how things are going.
Sure. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you and all the things you've done in service to the church, and now here at the Archdiocese of Detroit. As we continue on a Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.